Peace activists in at least 7 Wisconsin cities are planning public vigils. Organizers of some of them say they don't see the events as traditional anti-war protests. Russell Wallace is planning the Madison Vigil. He says he personally opposes the war.
But that's not what the vigil is about. It really is about remembering the sacrifice.
Wallace says the vigil Wednesday night will include the family of a Wisconsin soldier killed in the war and some Iraq War veterans. There will also be songs and the reading of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim prayers, followed by a candlelight walk. In Racine, vigil organizers hope 2,000 people will show up at a busy street corner on Saturday to hold placards with a number for each slain soldier. Organizer Ken Jorgen says he already has commitments from a wide range of groups.
Got members of a police motorcycle club, the Blue Knights, which are going to be there. Got members of labor unions. We got clergymen. That would tell people driving by that not just a bunch of freaks standing out there or peaceniks or whatever, that there's a broad spectrum across the entire community that is in sympathy with what we're saying.
What they're saying, says Jorgen, is pray for the dead and bring the living home. Students at St. Norbert College in De Pere have already planted 2,000 white crosses in front of the college's main hall. Sister Sally Ann Brickner directs the St. Norbert's Peace and Justice Center. She says students in the campus ROTC program will lead the prayer service this week.
Our intent is to honor the soldiers and to pray for their families, and also to pray that there will soon be a just and lasting peace in Iraq.
Brickner says the Peace and Justice Center also posts a running count of the number of Iraqi civilians killed on large posters in the center's window. That number now stands at more than 20,000. Meanwhile, on the national level, a coalition of veterans groups is launching a national effort to convince newspapers to give consistent front-page coverage to the number of soldiers being killed and wounded in Iraq. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.